Blackstone Audio presents Actually, It Is Your Parents' Fault, Why Your Romantic Relationship Isn't Working and How to Fix It by Philip Van Munching and Bernie Katz, Ph.D. Author's Note: Because there are two names on this audiobook, it might seem odd that what follows is written in the first person. A brief explanation. Actually, It Is Your Parents' Fault grew out of a series of conversations between two friends, a writer and a therapist. Though we decided early on that the voice of the book would be Philip's, both of us contributed to the writing, just as both of us contributed ideas based on observation. For the record, the technical and theoretical ideas are Bernie's. He is, after all, the one with the Ph.D. Hopefully, our approach will make what follows conversational and maybe a little easier to digest than typical co-authored tomes. Oh, and rest easy if you've ever been a patient of Bernie's or a friend of Philip's. We've changed the name and identifying characteristics of each person who serves as an example in this audiobook. Introduction. Okay, it's not all your parents' fault. My friend Sarah was foolish enough to tell her mother that she had started seeing a therapist to help her work out her relationship problems. I'll save you a lot of time and money, her mom said, and I'll tell you what that shrink is ultimately going to say. It's all your mother's fault. Sarah laughed and said, come on, Mom. That's such an oversimplification. It's Dad's fault, too, and I'm pretty sure my second-grade teacher deserves some blame as well. As anyone over the age of 12 knows, there's usually some truth in jest. Sarah's mother really was worried that her daughter would blame her for all of life's disappointments, and Sarah had started to come to the conclusion that most of those disappointments could be traced back to and pinned on the people who raised and guided her in her earliest years. Like many people, Sarah approached therapy as a way to find the source of her problems, but basically stopped.